Speaking of education, we school talk on a monthly basis, thanks to those involved in academia for our young ones in life. Let's put the spotlight on Lowell Schools. Thanks to you, High School Principal Amy Paulo. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Deanne Crowley, you would be Assistant High School Principal and Athletic Director. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Did you play sports in school?
I sure did. I played a little basketball and a little softball.
Oh, I'll take you on. I got a good jump around high school shot that, I don't think you could block.
So I want to see your form.
Okay, good. Left-hander. Big. And I don't want to get off the track so much, but high school sports were very important to me and to others, and so thank you for what you do as
Absolutely.
A female athletic director, correct? Amy Paulo, congratulations. Yes. High school principal you are. Tell me about Lowell Schools.
Lowell Schools is an amazing place to be. I've been with Lowell Schools for 14 years now, working as the Freshman Center principal for 9 years and now in my current role as the high school principal. And I've watched it grow and become just an amazing, amazing district. We have 4 elementaries, 1 middle school, and 1 high school. And at all levels, we have a lot of focus on service learning, community-mindedness. We have great partnerships with area organizations to help kids get involved in arts, athletics. We have very strong academic programs on all levels. And at the high school level, we're currently working on having a career focus for our kids and helping them find pathways and things that are interesting for them beyond high school.
Get the parents involved?
As much as we can. We love our community. You know, just show up on Friday nights and you can see the support that we have athletically, and that same thing goes for our academics and arts programs. We have a wonderful, wonderful community and parent support program.
Nice that you even mentioned the arts, as we know many schools have that discipline on the cutting board. Deanne, could you talk a little bit more about sports programming?
Sure. We offer a numerous varsity sports in the fall, winter, and spring seasons. Lower levels as well. Our middle school sports are going strong right now in volleyball and football. But we offer a number of sports and activities for our student athletes to be involved in, from, you know, contact sports like football and soccer to bowling and equestrian and crew and lots of fun stuff for our students to be involved in.
And you are the Lowell
Red Arrows.
Red Arrows. Let's talk about how you have been out on the field and giving back to the community. Discuss the Pink Arrow event that was just held.
Sure, absolutely. We are so proud of Pink Arrow and what it does for our community. Pink Arrow celebrated year 9 this year, so 9 years of Pink Arrow. And I want people to understand that it's not just a football game. It's really a community event of supporting people in our community and honoring people in our community. So last Friday, you know, right after school, people started arriving at the stadium. We played an outdoor volleyball game in the stadium at 3:30 in the afternoon, and the stands were packed watching that. It was a lot of fun. And at the same time, we have boys soccer going on in the stadium at 3:30. They had a marine group or something bring out a ninja thing for the kid. The middle school and elementary kids really love that, seeing if they could make it all the way across. We have food vendors from the community. There were 9 different restaurants there that people could, you know, eat from a variety of different restaurants and types of food.
And, of course, the football game, our players were in pink.
They were.
Describe that to a first-time person in the stands.
Oh, it's an amazing sight. Really, it starts at 6 o'clock. We have we call it a survivor parade or a memorial parade, and we have hundreds of people who have been impacted by cancer who started our high school and make their way down the hill and they do a lap around the track. Music's playing. It's just a very emotional, inspiring event to see all the people who've had a battle with cancer in one form or another and come out and show their strength and their perseverance. That's followed by an introduction of people that the players are playing for. And all those players are not wearing jerseys with their name on the back. In that event, it's the name of a survivor or somebody that they're remembering. And so they get introduced, and then we go from there and proceed with the actual football game. But it's a sea of of pink, both on the field and in the stands. Typically, the visiting team also does something with pink, so whether it's socks or a shirt under their jersey or something, it's just across the board an event for not only our school but the visiting school, and it's inspiring.
Are there monies collected? Are there dollars collected and presented?
The T-shirt sales are a big portion of the money that's collected. We also have a number of corporate sponsors in our community that help as well. And following up on what Amy said about the honorees, we had 10 football players this year that were playing or that have lost a parent or have a parent that's currently fighting cancer. So 10 out of, 40 kids, one-fourth of our football players had lost somebody to cancer or had a parent currently fighting cancer. And a couple of those introductions for both that player and that mom or that dad was very emotional. You know, they're introduced and they walk forward, and there was one particular that they just stood and hugged each other for about 10, 20 seconds. You know, both of them were in tears. So it does get very emotional, but I think that mom also said that the support she feels from the community looking up and seeing all that pink everywhere, she feels blessed to live in our community and have that support. Now, that money that we raise, I want to talk about a little bit about that and what we do with it. It all stays local. And over the 9 years, we've raised over $1 million. And where that is used is we have a team doctor who's been with us for over 50 years, Dr. Gerard, and there is a scholarship in his honor. And that scholarship goes to a Lowell High School graduate who is in medical school and pursuing a degree, an MD or a DO. So on Friday night, we had 6 former Lowell High School graduates that received a scholarship to help in medical school. You know, and over the years, I'm trying to think back to how many medical school students we've helped, but it's probably pushing 20 medical school students that were Lowell grads that this scholarship has helped. Another part of it goes to Kathy Tallis Scholarship. Kathy Tallis was a longtime teacher and coach in the Lowell District, just an outstanding, human being. You would have loved her, who fought cancer, I think, 10 or 12 times, and finally lost that battle about 8 years ago. So there's a scholarship in her honor. We have the Lady Arrows Varsity Club to help our female athletes with leadership and being driven to look at different careers and what's out there. So we honor 2 graduates with the Kathy Tallis Scholarship. A good portion of it goes to community wellness, the Lowell Community Wellness. And last year in Lowell, we helped 85 families with funds from Pink Arrow. Maybe it was a gas card to get back and forth. Maybe it was to help with hotel nights. Maybe it was to help pay a bill because the family was struggling, couldn't pay their telephone bill or their heating bill, to help them, with those types of things. And then I think it's also interesting to note that Lowell, Michigan, just little old Lowell, has our own Gildas Club. Gildas yeah. Club is, you think of big cities, Los Angeles or New York, but little old Lowell, we have our own Gildas Club. And they do programming on Tuesday nights for families. Numerous families come in there, and they do a meal together. And our school is involved in helping those meals. Every Tuesday, every month, it's athletic teams that put on the meal, or schools that wow. the staff put on the meal. But they have Tuesday programming, and they have Noogie Land for the little kids. And I think an outreach of that is at our high school, a support person comes in twice a month, and we have a grief support group at our high school that they meet in the conference room, and she just helps them. They talk about each yeah. other, talk about, what happened to them and each other's struggles, and knowing that there's other people that are supporting them and fighting mm-hmm. them, and they're not alone. But to be able to have that support come into our building is very special.
Your passion is evident, and again, education, academic education importance, but also that extra that is happening under your leadership for sure. Amy Paulo, how do we find out more information about your school system, Lowell?
We'd love it if you checked out our website. It's www.lowellschools.com. There's a wealth of information on there about everything from our TOTS program to our high school programs and everything in between. So that's a great place to start. You're also welcome to give us a call, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
And you are most proud of what?
Our kids. We have amazing kids.
Yay. All right, ladies, thank you very much. From our little space here at the museum store, the spotlight on Lowell. Did you win last weekend's game?
You betcha.
Okay. Do you play this weekend?
We play Greenville this weekend. You know, and last Friday during Pink Arrow, we played Ottawa Hills. And I just want to give their school a shout out. They embraced the cause as well.
Good.
Their families wore pink shirts. Their cheerleaders wore pink shirts. Their soccer players wore pink socks. Their fans came in pink shirts. And what a great shout out to them and acknowledgement of supporting something. So very proud of Grand Rapids Ottawa Hills and their support.
Great. Lowell Schools, the spotlight. Thanks to our School Talk segment, Amy Paolo and Deanne Carley. Take care and enjoy your days.